Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome back to the Super Mega Cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, what episode is it?
17.
Episode 17. So, yeah.
Ryan's good. Yeah, you got a little news for everyone, don't you?
Yeah. It's big news. This is probably the, like, pinnacle of existence.
The pinnacle
as we
of your
know
career,
it.
The pinnacle of your success.
Yeah. I got verified on Twitter. So, yeah, that's something.
And I didn't, so that's also something.
Yeah, we sent in the same application.
We both applied at the same time for verification.
The key difference being you had a little something in your description.
Okay, so we did a little like experiment. I put feminist in my bio, and Ryan didn't. I mean, they verified him and not me. So I guess Twitter doesn't go strictly by stereotypes. I think the real reason I didn't get verified was, I don't know. You had your Instagram as your website link, and I had Super Mega, like the YouTube channel. And they don't like verifying YouTubers very much. So, there's that.
Yeah. I can understand that in some cases, but like, we're trying to get outside of YouTube in some aspects too, like with this podcast, even though it is hosted. Well, not hosted, even though it does display first on the YouTube channel. I'd like to, I don't know, I think iTunes is a better home for it.
Oh,
because people
absolutely
can, of course, if they don't have the YouTube red shit, they can, you know, lock their phones and listen. And yeah, so let's want to run a little poll real quick. If you're in your car while listening to this and you're at a stoplight, good job. That's all. I just want to say good job to there's someone at a stoplight.
Let's we're going to say some stuff, and you know who you are, you know? Some people are listening to this while they're on the bus. Yeah, I saw you just grinned a little bit.
And there's at least one person listening to this while masturbating. Yep.
That's not you.
Caught you.
Yeah.
You fucker.
Oh, you know exactly who you are. Stop it. Take your hand off of that. Not like masturbating to the podcast, just they have it pulled up and you know, they're doing it in the background and forgot that the podcast is playing.
I'm guilty of that. I don't even like forget. Like I'll have something playing in the background.
It's like, yeah,
like on my phone that'll be playing in the background, and I'll be just like looking at other stuff.
What, Ryan, what do you other stuff? What?
Pornographic material.
What?
Do you have a conversation?
Oh, actually, yeah, about the word segue.
Okay.
I was just thinking about the word segue. Like when you say the word segue, is it like when I say, let's segue into another topic, is that spelled like S-E-G-U-E? Or is it like S-E-G-W-A-Y? Because I think that
W-A-Y is the
brand,
vehicle,
right?
Brand or thing,
which
whatever
is based
that is
on the word segue, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, which is like, looks like segue.
I think it's a segue. French word. It sounds like a French word.
Segue. Segue for no bay. Also, do guy, do. Dio do bad. I don't know.
That started out as you trying to speak French, and then it turned into like some South African gibberish, and went all around the world, and then went to Japan or something, and speaking Japanese at the end. But I'm feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty heavy. I just had myself a Big Mac right before we recorded this and a McFlurry, which I have.
I couldn't eat my McFlurry. I'm too paranoid that they fucked with it.
They did not fuck with
it. I'm sorry.
They just shittily made it, so it looks bad.
It's filled up halfway. Like, it's already mixed together.
Yeah, because McFlurries are always mixed together.
Nah, usually it's like a bunch of crumbs, like Oreo crumbs on the top.
They're always mixed together. They were just too lazy to put the Oreo crumbs on top. Let's settle something here. You know, there's the debate of, like, what place has the best burgers. And, you know, we live in California. We live in Los Angeles.
Now.
This podcast is being recorded and broadcasted from Los Angeles. And here in Los Angeles, and all of California, really, Californians are like, oh my God, the best burger in the world. It's In-N-Out Burger. It's holy.
I don't understand
it's incredible. No, it's not. It's really not that good.
In-N-Out is not an incredible experience. Here, let me. Whenever I go to In-N-Out, it's like the buns are always, they're toasted, I guess.
I don't like
some of them
buns.
Are hard. Some of them are like hard.
Yeah, around the edges.
And then like the cheese is always like cheaply melted almost. Yeah,
it's like they stuck a piece of American cheese and then they like held up like a hairdryer to it.
So yeah.
It's just kind of sticky.
And the fucking animal sauce, I honestly think people only go to In-N-Out and get the animal style shit. And that's a trick because you're smothering it in a somewhat good sauce that's hiding the shittiness of the burger.
Like they're like it's not good. I crave In-N-Out probably once every 3 months.
I don't crave it anymore.
Two nights ago was one of those exceptions, and I went to In-N-Out by myself because
how was your experience?
Ryan refused to go with me, and I went and I got a burger. And you know, I don't know if it's just the In-N-Out near. No, I've been to two In-N-Outs, and it's always the same. They take forever to give you your food, like mm-hmm. you know, like yeah. when you go in there, if there's more than three people in line, you're like, well, I'm not getting my food for probably 20 minutes. So you got to do that, and then you know, wait for your food, and then the food comes out, and it's like, here's the thing, it's not like an awful burger, it's just like it's not good. It's not like an incredible experience. Everyone made In-N-Out like, oh my God, it's the best place in it's the best place in America for a burger. And I went and I'm like
you've got to try In-N-Out.
Yeah.
If you like burgers, you got to try some In-N-Out.
And their milkshakes are god awful. They're so sweet. And they have like it's not even like a milkshake. It's like drinking the the mixture they would use to make a milkshake in like a milkshake machine.
Here's the thing. Five Guys may be expensive, but they do burgers better. You know who else burgers taste better? Wendy's and McDonald's. They taste better than In-N-Out.
Absolutely, yeah.
Not to mention, Wendy's has Frosties, which are way better than the milkshakes they have. And, of course, McDonald's has their
McFlurries. Well, a lot of things are better than In-N-Out's milkshakes. I mean, I used to get them. And then, like, after, like, five times of getting it, I'm like, why do I get this? It tastes awful.
I just think it's overhyped. Like,
oh, so overhyped. But it's like if you say that to someone from California, they're like, shut the fuck up. It's a good burger, goddammit.
You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know a good burger when you fucking put it in your chompers, you fucker.
Dude, that sounds just like someone from California. Yeah, but like it's unreal. You know, like people from California defend In-N-Out like to the end times.
Five Guys is still my favorite burger place.
Undebatably the best burgers in all of America. They're the most real. They're the best tasting. That's my opinion.
I haven't had burgers everywhere, but so far, Five Guys is my favorite place to go.
Oh, absolutely. Five Guys.
Especially with their Cajun fries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Or even just putting vinegar on the fries.
Yeah. Oh, dude, that's delicious. And like, nowhere else really does that or offers that.
Their burgers are so well seasoned.
And their buns are, like, always soft. And, like, the bread, you can just pull it apart. But then In-N-Out. I think my least favorite thing about In-N-Out is the bun, because it's toasted, I guess, which I don't like that on a burger, and it's like, well, just ask for it not toasted. I don't like the bread they use in general. This is how I feel. Maybe you'll agree. I feel like the buns they use at In-N-Out, I feel like it's always like the in slice of a loaf of bread.
Yeah, okay, about the quality of the buns, I agree, but here's how the buns are to me. You know when you get those sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits from, like, I don't know, a grocery store, and you heat them up in the microwave, and afterwards the bread is kind of hard a little?
Yeah,
that's what the buns are like.
100%. That's a perfect, yes.
How can anyone defend this place? Like, the thing is, you can say it's a good burger, but people defend it. Like, Like, it's their dying fucking mission.
Yeah, no, no, like, of course it's not, like, an awful burger. I just don't think it's good, personally. And if you think it's a good burger, then, you know, I have my opinion that Five Guys is best. And you can have your opinion that In-N-Out is best. I don't think it's even close to the best. McDonald's, their biggest, like...
they're shit. Shitty.
The shittiest restaurant in America, pretty much. I think they have better burgers. Like, I would take
they
a
taste
Big
better.
Mac.
They
yeah,
taste better.
I would take a Big Mac over In-N-Out burger any day.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Burger King, I haven't had Burger King in quite a while. I don't know how their stuff is nowadays.
Yeah. Another thing on that, it's like with the burger thing, no other place matches the chicken nuggets of Chick-fil-A for me.
Oh my
god. And I know
dude.
A lot of you are going to say, dude, doesn't Chick-fil-A hate the gays and aren't you supporting it? Okay, let's hold on.
Talking about
are
food
you,
right
wait,
now.
Yeah. Are you, one thing, are you trying to say that because some asshole had a different opinion than you, and it's a shitty opinion given, that you want all of Chick-fil-A to go down and people to stop going to Chick-fil-A and ruin the jobs of so many fucking people that don't even hold the same beliefs as this guy?
No,
you're wanting to condemn all these employees and all these people that own Chick-fil-A's outside of this idiot or whatever.
True it, Kathy.
I see people just getting mad about that shit. Like,
no, yeah.
Of course it's a shitty thing that he did. And maybe at the time, there needed to be some, there was something done. People protested and things changed.
I think Truett Cathy is an asshole, and I think all the people that, like, run Chick-fil-A, I've seen them, they're a bunch of, like, old, conservative, little old white men that don't know, like, the difference between their hand and their ass, and they're just, like, they're all really stupid, just entitled, rich old white men.
And they're gonna be rich for the rest of their lives, regardless
of
whether...
And I don't like any of them, and I don't like the Chick-fil-A, like, up-top corporation.
Yeah.
But that being said, I worked there for a few years, as many of you know. And I loved it personally, and none of the people I worked with were like that. None of the people, like, I didn't work with any, like, religious people, really. I didn't work with any, like, you know, like, people that were like, oh, I don't like gay people. Like, it was cool. It was just Chick-fil-A, like, people see it, like, they're going to go to, like, a hardcore Christian restaurant. It's just a regular restaurant on the inside. All the people are just people that are just looking for jobs and end up working at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Back to what you were saying. Chick-fil-A, hands down, does have the best chicken.
Oh yeah,
it is. Oh, it's so good. Oh my god, it's delicious. Like, politics of Chick-fil-A aside, which I wish Chick-fil-A hadn't done any of that because I think it bit them in the ass in the long run. But I think that, like, their chicken is fucking delicious. It is so good. It's so, like, real and juicy and it's
objectively blah. It's good chicken.
Oh, you can't say it's not good chicken, Ryan. You can say In-N-Out's a bad burger, but you can't say Chick-fil-A is bad chicken. Because I remember like making the chicken. It's all like raw chicken. It's not like the nuggets are free frozen. It's like raw chicken that we would like dip in milk and then put in like the breading flour.
Ooh.
And then actually deep fry it right there. So it was always fresh and really, really tasty.
Sounds yum.
I haven't had Chick-fil-A in a really long time. Neither of us have.
Yeah, because there's not one.
It's very sparse in LA.
The only one close enough, I think, is the one near Hollywood Boulevard on Sunset Boulevard.
It's always packed, too.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to drive, like, 20 minutes. And then if it's, like, from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m., there's going to be awful L.A. traffic. So it's going to be, like, a 40-minute drive just get Chick-fil-A. which I'm just too lazy to do that.
My favorite, I think the most delicious thing, or just kind of like that, like, oh yes, part of Chick-fil-A is when you get a chicken, like a whatever, 12 count, 8 count or whatever, and you open up the thing and all of a sudden you see some of the breading. There's no chicken. It's just like some of the breading is still left and it's just that crunchy, just delicious batter. I don't know. That's so good.
Yeah. No, I know. I used to give people, I hope my manager doesn't hear this. I used to give people extra nuggets every now and then. Just
no!
I'd just be like, you know what? I'm gonna make this person's day. So just drop an extra nugget in there. Cause you know, if like, if you like get McNuggets or something and you have an extra one, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
My day is made.
Little did you know that that was probably intentional.
From people just being like, I don't know about it, McDonald's. People at McDonald's, I'm like, they don't really give a shit. I've never really met any nice McDonald's employees. Remember that one time I went to McDonald's and like the guy, like I swear he was screwing with you.
He was fucking with
like,
me.
Like he was repeating everything you said completely wrong, like the opposite of what you said.
And I know.
Like, you'd repeat it. He didn't say it wrong.
That's the
again.
Thing. He just didn't want to fucking do his job.
He's like, if
that's
I keep
all
fucking
it
with
is.
Him, he'll drive away, and you did drive away. So it's like,
because
it,
fuck
it
him.
It was funny though.
And you can't complain because no one's gonna take a complaint to a fast food organization seriously.
Yeah, no, that's why when everyone was like, when people get pissed at me, like I am calling the company. I'm calling and reporting you. I'm like, okay, do you know how many calls they get a day? Like, that, like you're wasting your time. They open those call lines. So like two things can be reported, probably like legit sexual harassment. And then just so these like whiny, bitchy soccer moms, feel like they have more power,
but they don't, you know, after they call, it's like, yeah, that'll show him.
Oh, like he's going to be getting a phone call from corporate tomorrow.
Oh, soccer moms. I used to play soccer. I didn't play soccer too long. I played soccer for, I think, 3 years. And then I just went on to baseball for 9.
Oh, soccer. Oh, baby. Don't get me started about my soccer stories. I did soccer when I was in first grade, kindergarten or first grade, and I did one season of it with my cousin Forrest. I think I did it because he was doing it. So I signed up for, like, soccer camp, and it was every week, and I hated it. I was so bad at it. I didn't get a single goal the entire season. And in the end, like, it was like a camp where they... You know, they trained you, and then at the end you had a big soccer game against, like, another faction from our city that also did the same, like,
faction.
Type of camp. Yeah, so they didn't show up, so they just gave us the trophy and we won. So that was my soccer experience.
Yeah.
Imagine if that's how war worked. Like, the other side just doesn't show up. Oh, I guess
we won. Well, I mean, if they don't show up, then they're not defending anything. So technically, I mean, they do win, the other side. Weren't there, like, legitimate, like, there's still rules to war, but were there, like, actual, like, delegated rules? Like, hey, you shoot first, then we shoot.
No.
Was that a thing?
No. Well, all I know, like, the closest
like,
thing
with the muskets and shit.
I know in the Civil War there was stuff, like, where they wouldn't fight each other on Christmas and stuff, and they wouldn't... Because I think, was it Christmas or something? One year during the Civil War, I thought, like, the North and the South actually got together and, like, cooked food and, like, shared it and, like, just, like, talked around the campfire and stuff. And then went back to war, like, the next day. But they all got together and had, like, a ceasefire and just, like, had, like, a little party together.
There's stories of World War I with German soldiers and, like, American soldiers, like, playing soccer and shit.
That's cool. I like that. That's really cool.
I think that's World War I or II. I can't remember. But I could swear there was a point when, like, there were muskets and there was, like, warfare. Kind of, like, they were going off, like, of duel kind of rules where, like...
It's like he loads and takes a shot and I load and take a shot.
I really was that never a thing?
I
like back in like redcoat days.
I have no idea. Maybe because it took a long time to load one of those muskets. I watched a guy do it once. I was at some like I don't know.
With the time he's reloading something, you can just pick up a rock and start throwing it at him.
Like that the rule is
Ow,
like
stop it.
While he's loading, you can't shoot him, but you can throw rocks at him, you can hit him with sticks.
You can go up and like slap him in the face.
You can yell obscenities and vulgarities at him,
try Your mom's to stupid.
Demean his character, but you can't shoot him, all right? None and you can't throw a knife at him or anything.
No, they had bayonets were on the end of the guns.
That sucks. I wonder like imagine getting stabbed with a bayonet and then just getting shot while the blade is
Oh, God. That's something that happens in Gears of War.
We just went from talking about like the best burger to just imagine like a bayonet going into your body, and then they just unload.
They just, well, having bayonets, having those bayonets, the purpose was to just like, yeah, stab them, but like a lot of people just got disemboweled and their guts were just pouring out and shit, right?
Because
they just like stick them in the stomach and then, and then it's like, wah, 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 wah,
my guts.
It'll be like, oh no, my guts.
Did you download a soundboard app?
Yeah, what's Waka Waka?
Waka Waka.
Oh, exactly what okay.
Like, what's this sound? That's exactly what it described.
Oh yeah, but can you guess what this one is?
Well, do you know why kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
That's a popular sound nowadays.
I've heard some YouTubers use that in their videos.
Yeah. What about this one?
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh yeah? One more for you.
The Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah, how'd you know?
I make jokes about that because it's been long enough, right?
I have no idea.
1994? You're born in 94, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been over 21 years. 21 years is like the...
The only thing I know from like 94 was the car chase, the O.J. Simpson car chase. That was going on while I was in the hospital, I think.
That was in 94?
I think so. Let me look that up.
Juice. Toss the gun, Juice.
Come on, Juice.
Juice.
O.J. Simpson.
What are some big events of 1994? There's like those 90s kids that love to glamorize the 90s, but wasn't the 90s like a really shitty time?
I don't know. I mean,
I thought that the 90s actually like kind of sucked for a lot of people. Anthony Fantano did like a meme review on his second channel. He does meme reviews. They're very funny. You should go check them out. Ryan and I are actually in one. But he does meme reviews, and he did one on like 90s kids. And he was talking about like how like all the kids that say they're 90s kids were born in like 1997 and 1998, and then they didn't realize that the 90s were actually like a really shitty time. If you were born in like early 90s, or if you were conscious during the 90s, and when I say that, if you're born in 1996 or 1995, please don't comment, because you're not a 90s kid. What I mean is, like, if you were sentient enough to understand things during the 90s, tell us about your 90s experiences. Maybe was it a shitty time? Was it a fun time you look back at and say, man, where did those good old days go?
Yeah, I was born in the 90s, but I don't categorize myself as a 90s kid, even though I have a lot of memories from watching the TV shows and stuff, and it was a big part of my life. But, like, when it comes to, like, the 90s, I mean... When you're like a little middle schooler, when you're starting to like
in your life when you start to like start discovering who you are type of thing.
Yeah.
Not when you're like I was born at the very beginning of 96. So I was alive for 4 years throughout the 90s. And
you don't remember any of
them? I don't remember much of it because I don't remember until I was like, my earliest memory was probably when I was like two or three. I don't know. Probably three. I actually don't know what my earliest memory is, but I don't really remember much about the 90s. I do remember the week before the year 2000.
I remember
2000.
Yeah. That was a big event.
I just have a memory of, it was really cold and I'm wearing like a sweater and I was out in my driveway in front of my old house, my old little one story brick house. And it was a clear blue day and it was like a few days at the end of December in 1999, and that's like a very early memory I have.
I don't remember the actual fear.
Oh, like, I didn't know what Y2K had. Was.
Yeah.
For those who were born beyond that, Y2K was like, everyone was scared that when the clock turned from 1999 to 2000, it would break like every computer in the world.
Because the number 2 doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Apparently.
It's like they didn't program computers to... like be able to function with the number 2000 as a date or something, and it would like fuck up every electronic device. They would all get shut down, like planes would come crashing down, nuclear reactors would go off, and it was like a legitimate fear. I saw a thing, I think I tweeted it out like a month ago, but it was just, I thought it was funny. It's just a picture. It was like an official Best Buy sticker, and it was like, remember to turn your computer off before December 31st, 1999. And it was like an actual Best Buy sticker.
Really?
Yeah, from like something.
So like corporate, like businesses were promoting this shit.
Well, like I feel like they would. I don't know, because I feel like Y2K was one of those things where people, like, it was just a big hit mass hysteria thing, but like smart people were like, no, it's gonna be fine. Like companies and shit.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if Best Buy did that, then maybe it was more of just like a big up for debate and people like just don't know what's gonna happen.
Maybe they were having fun with it and it was like a tongue in cheek sort of thing.
I don't know, because corporations doing that, wouldn't that kill the sales of like computers? Because people are like, oh, they're gonna break in a few months anyway. I'm not gonna buy a computer or any electronic products. I don't know, but you know, the clock turned from 1999 to 2000 and nothing happened.
Yeah.
Everything kept running smoothly.
Speaking of technology, what the fuck is going on with the iPhone 7?
Dude, I don't know. I'm so tired of like, I really.
Who's in charge now? Who's in charge?
Steve Jobs sold. They like, captured it.
Apple is trying to get rid of the headphone jack right now.
They are getting rid of the headphone jack. They're not trying to.
No, they're trying to, like, as in they're trying replace it. And, like, I get it. Wireless technology is the future. But, like, there are still, like, I don't know.
It's not, like, an outdated thing, the headphone jack. The headphone jack is something that's been around. And I was talking to Barry about this earlier. Barry from the Game Grumps. And he's saying, like, the headphone jack, like, I get it. Like, technology updates. But the headphone jack is not something that, like, needs to be updated.
Yeah,
because it's not like it's poor quality and all of a sudden it'll be so much better. Apple, of course, people in the comments and Apple are saying like, oh, but this is higher definition sound. I get like exact same definition sound through headphones, you know. It's like, but like, I don't think there's like a loss of quality because of a headphone jack.
They're bringing out the wireless new headphones that they're going to start giving out with phones.
The AirBuds?
Yeah, the AirBuds. The AirBuds.
I think it's AirPods. Is that what they're called?
I don't know. But like, so I guess they're going over to just Bluetooth technology? Which, if you remember, Bluetooth technology was just something to point and laugh at, like, when it first came out, and people always had those fucking stupid earpieces.
Yeah. Oh my God. I forgot. My cousin had one.
Yeah. I wanted one. I remember.
I wanted one so bad. I just wanted to, like, wear a little Bluetooth piece around.
You look
the
like
time.
A fucking spy.
Dude, why don't we get them and just start wearing them to the office every day?
Yeah, what's up?
Because, like, every time you get a text, I think it tells you that, too.
I love the feeling of, we need to get walkie-talkies for our place.
Yes. So, like, late at night, I can just be like, hey, Ryan, you want to go for a walk? Or you want to go get food? Yeah, but we should get walkie-talkies or make a tin can phone that goes from, the string goes from my window across our living room window to your window.
It has to be, like, the line has to be taut.
Is that how those work? It has to be taut?
Yeah, I think, yeah, because it's not going to travel on a loose line.
God, dude, I was at Santa Monica, I was looking at these beach chicks, and they were so taut.
It's fucking taut.
Is taut like, can you use taut as a like a word to describe a beautiful young woman?
I don't know.
She was taut.
I know it from kind of like sailor terms, just kind of like keep it taut.
It's really funny because, I know it from fishing. Like, you got to keep the line.
Yeah, exactly.
The line taut. It's funny because like taut sounds like that's a word that could in the next 10 years become like a word that is just completely new meaning. Like, you know what I'm saying? God, dude, I slept with this chick last night, and she was taut.
Well, it sounds similar to thought, which was
tight.
Was that 2015 where thought was big?
I don't know. I heard
or was
about,
that like 14 or like
I,
earlier
I
than
heard
that?
It for the first time, like probably about a year ago, and when I was in South Carolina is when I first heard the word thought, and I was like, is that like a, have I not heard that in California because this is like a Southern word? And then I found out it's like a ghetto Twitter word.
It was on Vine and shit.
How's she a thought? Like, what does that even mean?
Vine has gone downhill. I think did you know what they started doing with Vine? They started making it so, like, you could make longer videos on Vine and, like, it would start
Wait,
off
so
7
it's not
seconds?
6 seconds anymore?
It used to be like 6, 7 seconds, and now, like, it still is, but you can, let me see if I can pull one up. Yeah, look, where you can choose to watch more. And I think that kills the app. I think that kills it.
That gets rid of the entire purpose of it.
Yeah.
Then it's just another video sharing service.
Yeah.
The whole point of Vine was it's like, ha, funny little, you know, like, Ryan, tell me the word I'm looking for.
I don't fucking
Ryan,
know.
Ryan, tell me the word I'm looking
I don't know
for.
Know what you're thinking of, dude.
Well, it's just like, you know, little 6-second videos.
They ruined it. And I got verified on Vine, too. I was going to make it big.
Ryan, he was going to be the next Vine star.
My Vines are of the highest quality.
I've met one little Vine star. Okay, Ryan sees Vine stars all the time.
Everywhere I go, it's a curse. How. It's a fucking curse.
He has a curse where he sees Vine stars. Like, he'll just go out for like a walk, and he'll just be like,
I'll come back and be like, dude, I just saw, and then I don't even know their names.
They're never people I've ever seen or heard of in my life.
But I'll pull them up on Vine, and you'll be like, oh, I've seen them once.
Yeah, we've seen them at the movie theaters. Who do we see at the movie theaters that one time? When we saw the Zoolander premiere. Who was that? The older Vine guy? It was like three.
It was, I don't know his name.
Nash?
It's not Greer.
No,
it was the
Nash.
Older Nash. The old guy.
Ricky Nash.
The one that had like a Comedy Central movie that didn't do well.
Did he?
I think so. I think he had like some, I don't want to speak ill of the poor man. He was just making entertainment for entertainment. I mean, he was making entertainment. So,
here's the thing. It's like, there's a famous quote about pornography, Ryan, and it was like during, there was a big debate about what constitutes pornography, like where's the line between art and porn, and like the person summed it up the best. This one person said, "I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it."
What does this have to do with?
Here's the thing about Vine stars, Ryan. I can't define a Vine star, but I know one when I see it.
Pretty much.
You know, like, when you see someone, when you, like, say, like, for instance, at VidCon, you could immediately tell who is a Vine or a Musical.ly star. You're like, okay, that person looks like a complete pious asshole. I think he's a Vine star. They all have the exact same look. Like, they wear, like, really expensive clothes, and they have their hair all, like, fixed up and swooshed and very, like, very tight, rich, white American kid look.
Yeah, you know? But like Vine started out, like there's people like Who Is Maxwell, who I've worked with.
He like, I used to watch his, he put all his Vines on his YouTube channel and make compilations. They were really funny.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He was popular too. I don't know why he kind of just like dropped off the face of the earth.
Because the more popular people started coming, it was more about collaborating. And then like when you collabed, you kind of lost your sense of humor and enveloped someone else. And like, I can see where he I don't know. He didn't find it nurturing to his type of humor anymore.
You should try to get in touch with him.
I'll try it.
It'd be really cool to get him to come like stay with us for a bit. He's super cool.
I stayed with him for like a weekend. Daniel and I did like a,
yeah.
Well, what was the sketch called? Uncle Max.
A trip to Uncle Max
or something. Uncle Max.
That old classic Syndigo sketch.
Yeah, I like it.
I love that sketch. He's funny.
I like the gross feeling sketches.
He's a very grotesque man.
I love him. He's so funny.
He's one of the only people on Vine I actually like, because he was around before like Vine stars became a thing, where it was all like those douchey little white kids that all the little white girls. I think it was before the tiny like. I think he was in the era before the 9 to 15-year-old white girls kind of infected Vine, you know?
Yeah, they
infect a lot of platforms. Yeah, I've always known Reddit is kind of left, you know, how, for instance, atheist used to, or r/atheism used to be default, and then I used to be subscribed to...
What a shitty subreddit, by the way.
Oh, it's so bad. And that's not bashing atheists or Christians or anyone. It's just a circle jerk of just like of neck, beard, tip, fedora, got people.
You know what the cringiest thing that came out of like atheism is?
What?
The flying spaghetti monster. Every time I hear someone say that or mention it, I just kind of like, I'm like, ugh.
Oh,
come on.
It's so stupid.
That's just a low blow.
I used to think it was so funny as a kid, though. I used to, like, be all about it and
it's
stuff.
The flying spaghetti monster. Now it's just, shut up. It's kind of like the equivalent of, it's kind of like the equivalent of when people are making jokes on, kind of gender, I guess, and they go, I identify as an attack helicopter. It's like, oh.
Never heard that one before.
That's old.
Yeah, for a second I thought you were just gonna be like, it's equivalent to people making jokes on gender, and I'm like, Ryan, we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck, what was I gonna say?
Well, we've done some jokes that like I look back at like on the channel, I'm like, ah.
I think when you release content as frequently as us, there's a lot of stuff you look back at and you're like, why did I say that?
Or yeah. why was this a running joke?
Or why was that? Why did I think that was funny at the time? That's really not funny. There's some old Super Mega videos. Looking back, I'm like, huh. I thought that was a lot funnier at the time.
I know.
What are some good subreddits, Ryan?
I fuck up my speech because I'm mentally handicapped.
Do you need some medicinal cannabis?
That would be great. I'd focus and I'd feel great. Anyway, great, great, great. I love that word. Can you tell? I use it frequently. our movies, our gaming is usually what I go to. But as when it comes to entertaining subreddits, our cringe is always a good one.
My favorite subreddit is r/supermega, of course.
Yeah, we need to have more people active. I mean, I'd visit the subreddit a lot. Like, if there are questions and stuff, I'd go there and answer questions.
We should,
every question, but like if it was a legitimate discussion, I want to do an AMA.
Let's do an AMA this week. Let's do an AMA.
Well, we don't know. Let's wait until we're like, I don't want to like just say it and then it not happen.
We could just like just jump on the subreddit and just make a thread and be like, hey guys, doing an AMA, and then tweet out the link. And
yeah, we're definitely going to do that
answer
soon.
Answer questions for like an hour.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. If there was, like, I think our fans are more on Tumblr, I guess.
Which I don't go on, so.
I check it every now and then, but Reddit is definitely my place.
I used to check Tumblr every now and then, and then
there's
I just
some good
stopped
art.
Because I'm just like, I don't. Tumblr has a lot of the, fan fiction stuff, a lot of the drawings of us kissing naked.
Oh, yep. That's definitely a thing.
Which, as much as I love, you know,
although there was a recent drawing of us naked that I do like.
I like that too. That was a hilarious. Well, here's the thing: we weren't engaging in a sexual act.
It was disgusting. It's a disgusting picture.
It's what was it? It's you, it's vomiting
and peeing on the ground.
And am I blowing my brains out?
Yeah,
is that what's happening?
Yeah, you have your like a handgun,
a literal handgun.
Yeah. Like, you have your hand in the shape of a gun, and you're blowing your brains out.
A lot of bodily fluids in that image, and both of our penises are drawn.
Yeah,
and
mine's the thick, stumpy one, and yours is the long, livestocky one.
I wonder, I would love to retweet or, like, tweet out that fan art, but I can't because I'm trying to be a good boy right now for my verification.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, if I'm a good boy, maybe Twitter will be like, all right, I'll throw you a verification, but... Whatever, you know, at the end of the day, you think I'll be verified within a year from now, you think?
I think you'll be verified next time you apply or whenever. Because the thing is, now that I'm verified, I want to try to get Super Mega verified because we couldn't get the actual at Super Mega because that it's owned by like someone else
that
has
hasn't
it.
Used it since like 2009.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, just having it verified would be like, oh, Super Mega, got it. And there's also fan accounts and stuff, but verification, I guess we're coming full circle, aren't we? Verification is cool, but I've noticed a lot of just regular people that are verified. Like, there's this fan that has 232 followers, and they're following like 110 people, and they're obviously just like a fan of like
YouTubers.
And I'm like, how are they verified? How did this happen?
Like they no,
and they follow and unfollow and follow and unfollow to get your attention.
And they don't have like a website link to them. They don't have like anything in the description saying like what they do or like why they're verified.
It's because they had a friend at Twitter that was probably like, I can get you verified,
and then you can tweet at YouTubers and then unfollow them and follow them and unfollow them and follow them. So then they'll notice you. That's really annoying, by the way, if you're ever verified.
Yeah,
and you follow someone and then unfollow them. And then follow them, and then unfollow them. Because if you're verified, or even if you have a significant number of followers and you follow somebody, it gives that person notification, like, this person followed you. So what people do is they'll, like, follow you, and then they'll unfollow you. And then, like, an hour later, follow you again. And then, like, the next day, they'll follow you again because they want you to, like, notice and follow them back. How do you get verified on YouTube? I don't understand. Because I see accounts with, like, 20,000 subscribers that are verified, stuff like that. And like, it seems like every YouTuber's account is verified, but it's like hard to get super mega verified. Or Kids of Problems, even though Senegal was verified, I think you have to do it through an MCN. Like, I think that's the new rule now, because it used to be you had to do it through your Google Plus page. Like,
you had to have
a certain number of followers.
Or something.
What?
You had to have like a website or something.
Yeah. Now it's like, how do you get verified on YouTube?
Pokemon Go's coming to the Apple Watch.
Is it? It's making it. Okay, well, they're adding, like, new shit to it, I saw. Like, there's, like, a buddy system now?
No one cares anymore. Just bring on bring on the fucking Hawaii Island, whatever it is.
Sun and Moon?
Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon.
Bring on Sun and Moon.
I'm excited for that.
Fuck Pokemon Go. It's boring now. I'm sorry.
You're just saying that because it's not popular anymore.
Yeah, because it's boring.
Yeah. It was really cool at first. But then after you play it for a while, you're like, okay. And then when they got rid of, like... the footstep shit. I mean, they brought it back apparently, made it better, but they should have They shouldn't have taken it
too
away.
Too late. I'm uninterested. I'm a gamer.
I uninstalled it like a couple weeks ago. I might reinstall it at some point to give it a try. I'll probably reinstall it once they add second generation stuff.
I doubt even then I'll reinstall. I think I'm just tired of the gameplay and I'm tired. Like, I'm just like, okay.
It had a really big boom and then kind of, you know, ran its course.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe when the second generation comes out, let's go to Chernobyl and make and see what Pokemon we can find there. Let's go back to Area 51, but this time let's actually cross the gate and go in there and see what Pokemon there are. Anyway, guys, that is all we have for this episode of Super Mega Cast. We are on iTunes. It comes out every Saturday on iTunes and every Thursday on YouTube.
Yeah, and check us out. We live stream on Omegle every Thursday morning at 5 a.m.
You can catch my butthole on there.
Yeah.
Yep. You'll just go look and
there's
I'm sure you'll find
someone
it.
That fucking does that. I know it.
They're going to like go look at 5 a.m. Yeah,
they're going to go at 5 a.m.
And then I can't show my butthole anymore.
No. Now they know.
Bye.